This is December the 18th, 1994.
Oh, is he lucky it's his birthday. You ones take things too seriously. That includes John, who's laughing.
Gee, I didn't know I could laugh.
I know. You can laugh.
Thank you.
Blessings are coming. It seems hard, and you ones focus on your little tight cellular structure, and everything that happens is happening just to you. God is in his heaven, and there's nothing right with the world. God is in his heaven, and absolutely everything is exactly right for what needs to be done. I understand, because EJ and Dorma get up in the morning and there lay the faxes, this time from Big Red, Grandma, call her Fat Lady Singing, whatever you want to call Vina. And it is absolutely impossible to even understand what in the world can be going on that ones can so misinterpret and then demand hearing. I would say right up front here, because when Ron calls in, I'm aggravated with him too. Anyone who gets upset because our readers call in and say or write him and say your numbers are not adding up. And he claims that everything that he has said is absolutely accurate. It cannot be accurate because they are not individually even counting letters. We don't need to impress the world. We need to impress truth among all of the receivers. We have been stung so badly. We have been lied to, cheated from, stolen from, and denounced and degraded by ones pretending to be our friends, that our readers are very, very suspicious. And there could be, you know, it's like, why don't you prove something to us, big boy? God doesn't have to prove anything to you. And God has sent me on a mission. And I'm going to fulfill my mission. And everyone who wants to serve in this command is serving directly to God. And if there is a misunderstanding about that, I apologize. But I will not bother to explain it. Because you know. And you who care enough to keep up, don't misinterpret what is said. Ones give all they have to give, and more. Others wait for someone else to do it. This is not to infer that in any way Grandma waits for someone else to do it. She is holding a gold certificate that she said she got out of a Bible at a sale. She bought the Bible. It was in it. Is that true or false? This woman was in the Secret Service, in the President's Secret Service. She and Ron Jackson chum together. Now you ones, some of you, have heard the discourse between the two. Vina's scared to death of Ron Jackson. She says, back off from Ron. He's dangerous. Is she less dangerous? Does she lull everybody to sleep? She is going to save the world with her gold certificate. If you don't save your government and your nation, all the money in the world will not do it. So I have to waste time, and yes, this is waste of time. And we chose not to take up space in the paper on personal bickering. But this is what happens. In comes a response to what we had in the paper. Boy, she's really upset now. And she told me to get my ass off the edge of the ship and back at the controls, that I serve better there. Right after she said that EJ had answered her, "This came from the damn mouth of God." EJ would never say that. And then she says that she has bequeathed to me $40 million. She hasn't given me anything except a very bad headache. It is not lack of appreciation. It is absolute and total lack of understanding. She has been infiltrated by the very ones who started tearing her down in the first place when he was there also. Remember, Cosmos?
Right.
And the lies? Well, she's got one of them who it just, that other one was an imposter. No! So I have to explain to you what all of this started as. She asked Rick to ask me, Hatton, about her banking and money. And was this a good move that she was making, etc. She was working with a bank who claimed to believe her. And they were working. And the next thing is she's going to buy the bank, and she's going to buy this other one, and she's going to buy the Federal Reserve. I don't care what she buys. The question to me was, what can I do? We need funds. I mean, obviously the Institute is in, well, it isn't in jeopardy. It's just going to have to sacrifice some of the gold to cover interest, etc. And it's unfortunate because the price is down. But ones obviously came in not understanding calls and interest increases. Every time Greenspan sits before Congress and raises your interest rate, it goes up like $4,000 a month for the Institute to pay interest. Now, EJ didn't plan it this way. EJ got literally saddled with a program that was already in place. And once have been willing to pick up the slack there, because gold is going to go on up. Once they get through dilly-dallying around here, you squeak by this week by the skin of your teeth. Do we have the writing that I explained this? Well, it went on the hotline, so all of you should know it. And I apologize because Paul is here, he's moved here, he's going to be working with us. And Bob, while I'm thinking of it, I want you to discuss with Paul your ideas for allowing for growth here. We need a little bit different insight into marketing. Because I believe that you are there. The ones who are coming in promising you all this stuff. Some are real and some are not. But I have a wet hen mad at me. And if ones who are that involved in this nation cannot understand better than this, you're in serious, serious trouble. And yet, I am not supposed to get aggravated. That is a no-no. God never gets aggravated, and certainly His people don't get aggravated. I'm aggravated. And if it isn't noticed, and Dorma didn't want to come down because she knew I was, and after all, we're celebrating several birthdays here today, and we just don't need a wet blanket commander. Well, these kinds of people will lull you into la-la land, my friends. And finally, the blood is all sucked away, eked away from you. She wanted to know how to get money and how what she could do with this. Now, you've got several things here. You have a bank that says they believe in the gold certificate enough to possibly, she's going to put $2 point something billion in there against that gold certificate interest. That is wonderful if the government were going to honor that. Do you think Mr. Clinton's going to honor it? She's tried to give it to Mr. Clinton 3 or 4 times. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. And for goodness sakes, don't let the moon break your heart. Because love blooms at night. In daylight, it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. The paper can hardly make it each week, except for the gifts that ones are willing to share. And we have given Vina, Grandma, more space in that paper than any other one being. Does what I say here mean that she doesn't have good ideas? No, they are absolutely superb ideas. But let's go back to the question. What, sir? Let me talk to Hatton personally. I want to know how. So Hatton goes down and writes to her how. If the bank is going to honor for a buyout, for goodness sakes, and you need money, then that bank should loan you money, or actually put up loan against gold, bring it into their bank, so that when it goes up, it covers. You pay the bank up front. Then on the borrowed funds, you can put it into the institute, buy gold to cover that one, and give Zena back her money. Whatever's borrowed. And it's covered, both places. The bank is covered. The bank's over here with the gold is covered. And she can disperse what she wants to whom out of those borrowings. That is the program. It has never been different. It would be in her name. Everything about it, the notes, everything would be hers. So I get back that I'm greedy. And whoever you are, I don't care what she does. But when she starts on EJ, I am going to stand very tall because it's his birthday. Paul gets his tomorrow. Marilyn had hers yesterday. Today's EJ's. He's paid her rent 2 months in a row, maybe three. I don't know. Rick would know. And EJ said something about when God offers you advice, it might pay you to listen. And so she says that EJ said, do you know God? Which, number one, he wouldn't, because that's her business. But it begins to look like she doesn't know the same one. And as I said about Bo Greitz, you see, you're getting information back from other sources unattached to us. And you better listen to it. But I want to tell you, anybody who receives a Commander Hatton that looks like a lizard is nuts. They have let the enemy in. This old boy does not look like a lizard. I look like a blob of light. And when I choose to project myself in form, it is never like a snake. It may be a burning bush. I don't have a green tail. I don't have blue wings. And I don't project as any of those other things. So they're making contact with somebody, and that's their problem. But I'm tired of people lying to my people. I mean, I'm really tired of it. And then to come up and object to a counting of numbers of letters or whatever. If, in fact, that gold certificate is valid and that bank would loan money for anything, they would certainly loan it where the money is totally bought for and secured. They would get their money back if there was never a gold certificate. And so the objection comes that I respond some way. Actually, an answer to something else. Because, I mean, here comes, let us face it, some very incredible news. And guess where it came from? From her. She got five documentations that they were going to close the banks this week. Pass it on, pass it on. She is the one who then alerted everybody not to or go to or do whatever you're going to do in Oklahoma. The worst thing that you could possibly do, and that came directly from her people. Is this terrible? Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think that anybody in here even thought twice as to whether it would ever come to be from her. You're trying to gain back your nation so you can get back to God. And if you have no freedom, you can't make that jump. Because it is not as simple as sitting in a cell or a little cubicle somewhere and suddenly now I've got God. I don't have anything else in this whole world to do now, so I've got God. Well, why don't you try serving God first? So I think, E.J., read the letter. I'm not going to devote precious space in the paper. I'm not going to ask Rick and Ed to do that.
Help me determine which letter.
The one she wrote this morning. Let's start from the back and work, you know, so nobody knows anything.
Makes sense. Sunday, December 18, 1994, Contact Inc. News. Dear Hatton and EJ and readers, I read with much interest your scathing letter, which admonished me for self-defense of my person, etc. In the reading of this letter, it would have been interesting had you published the letter which you sent to me, Grandma, and my return letters to you. Sadly, these were not printed in their entire context, and the readers are left in a quandary, which, sadly, is not really prudent of either you and or I, as they depend on us so heavily to lead and guide them in order that they stay on the right path.
Oh, God.
The legal path of their destinies, whatever that may, might, will, can, or shall do. When I called Rick and explained to him what my plans were, the explanation was the same with Rick, as with the others in my select group of trusted patriots. And I shall repeat same to you here and now. Quote, I think perhaps I have found a bank that will work with me on the Russell Herman will request. I am going to take my $2.41 billion and throw it out as a forerunner. If it works, then I can pay off the little guys out of my portion, and Rick, I can give you working capital to keep the paper going. If it works, that is just wonderful. In the event it fails, it is my loss and the people's bequestings are protected. There are children in my group without fathers. Their fathers were murdered while we have been working on this. There are wives who need assistance. The winter is going to be very hard, and I feel I am the one who can afford to lose the testing 2.41B, and the others do not have to be jeopardized. Will you please pass this on to Hatton, or could I speak with him to tell him what I am planning? Frankly, I fail to see where this would cause a temper tantrum of such magnitude that it disrupts the people's mindset here at one of our most holy days, being Christmas time.
I can't bear it. Holy day.
Three more paragraphs and then I can sit down.
Forget that too.
Mr. Hatton, I am 60 years old. My earthly time is precious to me and to others who desperately need my, quote, areas of expertise in areas of my jurisdiction. Frankly, I do not have the earth time left to sit in a quandary worrying about spoiled, ego-ridden temper tantrums which disrupt the entire project of saving the people from total destruction as planned by the elite. We just had two new guests come in that I don't recognize. And oh, yeah, I do recognize the lady. Oh, boy.
It's a bad day for EJ.
But I'm getting away with a lot of stuff.
Midnight will come.
Quoting Miss Grandma again. As I told EJ after he told me, quote, "This comes from the damned mouth of God. You do believe in God, don't you?" To which I responded, "Yes, I believe in my God very strongly, and I have to do as I am instructed in writing or forfeit the entire thing." Get your ass back from over the dashboard of your spaceship and get back at the controls. You are more effective in the latter position, Grandma.
Well, actually, I salute her. She's a gutsy old broad. I don't have temper tantrums, but I sure cause a lot of them. Kids, EJ is right in this sense. Not one more minute should be given to this. I brought it up so that we could have a little bit of camaraderie in the beginning here, and to let all of you know that none of us are without the bombardment. And it's hard when you move along and you find out from other places that it's even worse than you thought it was. You know, it's a little interesting to read, you know, from someone on death row waiting to be executed and only let off for these holy days. That we should attend this rather than Richard Snell in Arkansas, who's going to be killed, to shut him up. This man knew what Clinton was up to. And he started telling, 8 years ago. They set up an ambush for him, the SWAT teams, the feds, to shut him up then. They only wounded him. And he managed to shoot one of them. And they won't even listen to his appeal. That's constitutional. That's judicious truth. But the governor didn't want to kill him at Christmas, you know, so out of the goodness of their heart, because they have such fun on death row, you know. And it's so wonderful at Christmas time on death row that we'll put it off and we'll give him whatever you're going. We'll murder him in January without a hearing. This is where you ones must focus your attention. I'm so tired of the false gods. Aren't you tired of them too? The ones who make actually a Jewish holiday, and I'm not talking about Hebrew, I'm talking about Jewish holiday out of your sacred day. Isu Emmanuel Sananda was born on August 8th. Isaac Newton was born on the 25th of December. It doesn't matter a whit. The truth is what matters. And it doesn't matter that you have a day. That is not what I mean by truth. You need to focus on goodness. And if it requires a day, then use it. There is a feeling of brotherhood during the holidays. But do you notice what they're doing in Washington? They're just running a steamroller over you because of this. You quit paying attention. What do you hear? Oh, it must be going to happen. The Republicans are in, and they're talking about tax cuts and all this, and now Mr. Clinton is also going to, and we're going to revamp the government, and they're going to give us back some money. Right at the holidays, everybody's up. Let's go spend. Let's just put off the mortgage payment. We're going to get some tax breaks next year. Let's not pay that interest. And when they close the banks down, man, they've got you 10-1 if they dare do it. You had such a massive show of power the other morning and or in the night, and nobody hardly noticed, except Ed Young, who works all night. It's up all night anyway. And on CNN, they show you a picture where three-quarters maybe of the states in the West are blocked out because there were massive power failures in portions of each of those states. It was not as bad as it appeared on the map because it looked like the entire state was out. And obviously, many of you didn't even have a flicker to turn off your clocks. On the other hand, in the same community, they had total blackout. Selective. Better than that, in the same house, one half of the circuit was blown, the other one was not. And then when they went to turn on their backup generators, they didn't work either. Now that is interesting. When a diesel generator doesn't work either, that is really interesting.
Commander?
Oh, yes.
I would add one more, just what you're going to say.
Is it your birthday?
I hope not.
It means I lost more time. There were the Art Bell has an all-night radio program, and when this hit around 12:30 a.m. Wednesday morning, I think it was Wednesday morning, people started calling in, and by 3 or 4 in the morning, people as far east as Missouri, they're telling you it hit the 8 states out in the west. The people as far east as Missouri had called in. One lady who has kilns, who does ceramic firing, said, my kilns went out. She's in St. Louis, Missouri. And she said, my backup generators are out. And a guy who owns a radio station somewhere around Iowa said, not only did the town all go out the moment he pulled into the parking lot at 5 a.m. his time to fire up the radio station, but his backup power was out. A newspaper lost all its backup power, and you know how important an integral backup power is to the newspaper presses in another city. This is further east, say Nebraska. And then the clincher was around 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. Somebody called in. Of course, people were calling all night talking about power outages, and this guy in rural Washington, somewhere in the rural areas of the state of Washington, said, gee, I had problems with my television and my radio and my lights flickering an hour or so ago. And Art Bell laughed at him, saying, well, where have you been all night, buddy? You know, we've been yapping about this all night. He says, Art, I'm not on any power grid. I have my own generator and my own completely independent system. So I thought I was having generator problems. And that clinched the just what you're trying to say, that it clearly was not a power grid problem, but something else. That's all I wanted to say.
That is low-level electromagnetic energy interference. You've got serious watchers. And you've turned on a system that interferes and sends pulses into the high atmosphere. But we're not necessarily needing to talk about the technicalities of what happened, but just that it happened. And it was shown maybe twice in the morning, and that was it, on your message channel. That's what I wanted to get across to you. Watch, you see, someone was talking to EJ, and EJ was trying to watch the president's non-speech. And this other person said, he said finally, well, I really do need to go. I need to watch it. Or aren't you watching it? And the answer was, oh, no, I cannot stand that man. That's fine. But don't expect to get information. You get information about what they're all doing by what they're not saying and what is projected. Because anybody who has been reading anything that we've been writing for several years now knows that we have a multiplicity of information flowing. And I asked you to pay particular attention to the announcement of the merger of Morgan and Warburg. I said it's very, very important as to what happens to your banks and whether or not they close on Friday of this week. 2 days later, after the speech, there was first an announcement that Warburg and Morgan were, they couldn't reach some agreements and that might not go through. By night, the merger was off. Now, you're talking about two of the most wealthy, powerful entities in your world. And you have a clique up in Canada who is putting up the money for Federated Department Stores to merge with Macy's. These are two of the largest Zionist concerns. You got problems. They're trying to shift out their money before you have a closure. They've got to get the world currency in here soon, or they cannot pull it off. And you've got warring factions up here in the political arena. You have the Zionist element trying to take total control. This is the Antichrist element. Has nothing to do with what you think of as Jewish. But they are the Jews. They named themselves Jews to confuse the issue. And you will have Jerry Falwell, a Christian, not Christ-ness, Christian, getting up there, raising his hand, swinging it and saying, I am a Zionist and proud of it. And when we build the temple, what in the world are you talking about? There cannot be Judeo-Christian. This element of Jewry denied that Christ. They were back then called Pharisees. But if Christ is a state of being, how can you equate that, Commander, to Jesus? I don't. They destroyed that nice story just like they destroyed everything else. To fool you, the people. Am I not in favor of Christmas? Oh, you better believe it. In fact, I am surprised that it's even a question. I have no objection to the purest form of Santa Claus. For goodness sakes, it represents a giving entity. But not anymore, does it? It's just like Satan has his claws out there, and especially on the children. I want. Tell Santa what you want. And here are the mothers of the world and the fathers of the world in line to see Santa Claus after they have told their children never to even speak to strangers. Go on, Johnny, get in Santa's lap. Tell him what you want. He will give you a piece of candy, darling. Just get up there. Oh, no. What's wrong with you? And then it turns around and it's, what is wrong with whoever that is? I'm going to repeat who I am. I am with the hosts of God. Well, I'm sure that a host of God would be over there with Vina. Not in Tehachapi with you people. Wrong. You people don't claim to know, already know everything there is to know. And if these people are so all-fired smart, why are you in this mess? And do I object to it? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because for years and years, you ones have hung together here. Actually, in separation, because you haven't dared even have a little group. You can't even express. Or it comes back at you in a court of law. Wrong. It's wrong when it comes back. Look at this garbage coming back from Dr. Edie Koenig. Why would this happen? Because she doesn't know anything. And it's ego. And these ones can get to you if you let your ego in the middle of this. Who is some lizard-like space commander compared to me who have experience and I have expertise? Then why don't you use the expertise you have and keep out of my business? And then always comes this feeling, and I hear it and I do not object to it. Well, don't make her mad. I mean, after all, she was going to give us $80 million. Yeah. You got fleas. If the intent is right, there will be nothing removed. You hear me? Was that a bribe to keep Commander silent? Is it a gesture to keep Commander producing? And if Commander flubs it one more time, he won't have anybody left. So let's make sure he does. And then Ron catches it, you see. He's there waiting, trying to get out. He means what he's saying. Whether he can do it or not, he at least means what he's saying. But he has to understand why. Thinking, logical, screwed Americans might not believe him. Because you believe the dream with Rusbacher. It doesn't mean that Rusbacher is not doing exactly what he said he was going to do, quietly, privately, over there. While his little bride just spreads the poison. But this little lady is in one of the dark societies. Proud of it. Has a picture on her wall with her black capes and their uniforms. Is this being nasty to Rael? And I suppose so. If that's what she wants to do, that is what she may do. But it is not all right to go to someone who heard about her through us and take $10,000 off their credit card. And that's what she did to one lady the day she left Austria to come back here in Texas. $10,000. They tried to charge $22,000 to Ecker's personal card. They had already brought it to Max without permission. They drove in Mercedes limousines. They stayed in the Royal Palace Hotel. Is Gunther who he claimed to be? And why does it matter? Because you're disappointed, that's why. Someone came, you gave, you helped, and they turned on you. And do you want to work with someone that the enemy wants out so bad as they want Commander out? Those are your only concerns. There's no doubt about our presence. And they're starting to hit you harder and harder and harder with angels. Angels. Well, here's one. Cute little tweaked halo and everything. Are there angels? You better believe it. Any invisible helper or guide could be very, very well classified as an angel. If you just want definitions. But you usually think of angels as being good, don't you? On the other hand, the Jewish tradition teaches the children that there is a dark angel and a good angel. And actually, it's not a bad idea because it teaches the child to listen to the good. But then the parent sits the child down and says, "No, you don't have angels sitting up there and you were just naughty." And there aren't any little special friends. It's just in your mind, dear. It's all right. There are no monsters. There are no anything. Oh, yes, there are. There are very, very big, bad monsters. If you can conjure it, you can produce it. That is worse.
May I change the date?
I hope so.